FM. We are Lusaka's number one. 91.3 FM. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Opposition New Heritage Party calls for capable and credible leadership to drive Zambia's growth. Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete directs for an immediate probe into widespread reports of rapid electricity credit depletion. In international news, Cyclone Gazani hits Madagascar with reports of severe damage. And in sports news, Patson Daka shines with a goal and assist as Leicester surrender 3-goal lead.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day, my name is Suilanje Malenga. Opposition New Heritage Party President Chishala Kateka has stated that Zambia's persistent poverty, despite its vast natural wealth, is a direct result of leadership, which is said lacks focus on the country's development. Speaking during the political podcast, Ms. Kateka emphasized that Zambia possesses all the necessary resources to be a thriving nation, yet it continues to lag behind. She pointed out that Zambia is endowed with significant mineral resources, including gold, emeralds, copper and cobalt. She also highlighted the country's extensive water resources, fertile land, and favorable weather conditions for farming. Ms. Kateka said that despite such advantages and the intelligence of the Zambian people, the nation remains poor, citing leadership vacuum.
Where we are now, we should be miles ahead.
Right.
We have no excuse of being as poor as we are. No excuse whatsoever. Why has given us everything that we need, more than some of the richer countries? We've got gold, we've got emeralds, we've got copper, we've got cobalt, we've got vast amounts of water, we've got serious land, excellent weather for farm. We've got no excuse, for Zambians are extremely intelligent people. What we lack, in my view, is a leadership that focuses on pen. They can't form government. What we need is getting a whole lot of Zambians capable, credible, with merit to do what they ought to do, and from every part of the country.
Addressing the current political landscape, Ms. Kateka discussed the formation of the We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA, stating that the alliance has now evolved into a broader formation, spearheaded not by politicians, but by a council of elders. She revealed that the Council of Elders is reportedly encouraging various political groups to unite, questioning why they remain divided despite their shared concerns. Kateka described this initiative as a non-partisan effort aimed at organizing the political landscape ahead of the August 2026 general elections. The New Heritage Party leader says the goal of this formation is to ensure a more organized and unified front focused on the merit and capability of those who wish to lead the nation into the future.
We formed an alliance called the We Are One Zambia Alliance, WOZA. We Are One Zambia Alliance. That alliance has now moved into an even bigger formation. We haven't come with a name for that, which is being spearheaded, but not by politicians, but by a council of elders. These are concerned, eminent people who are really concerned at the state of the nation, number one, and then they are concerned at the state of the opposition, because they are not happy with what is currently there, and they are saying, but when we look at this side, there are so many of you, why can't you come together now? It's a non-partisan thing, trying to organize the political landscape so that as we go into 2026 August elections, we are more organized. So that's what we have been focusing on.
In a separate development, Energy Minister Makozo Chikwete has directed both ZESCO and the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to launch an immediate investigation into widespread reports of rapid electricity credit depletion. Addressing Parliament in response to mounting public outcry, the Minister emphasized the government's commitment to transparency and consumer protection. The Minister urged the public to remain patient while the technical teams conduct their assessment. He noted that the definitive solution or policy response would depend entirely on the findings of the investigation to ensure the government acts on true and factual information. Citizens across the country have recently raised concerns over what they perceive as an unusually fast consumption rate of prepaid electricity units. In another development, the Supreme Court of South Africa is set to begin hearing the Barrio Impasse case involving Zambia's late former sixth president, Edgar Lungu. This follows the Lungu's family's successful filing of an appeal against a decision by the Pretoria High Court in Gauteng, which directed Mr. Lungu's body to be repatriated to Zambia for burial. The family argues that the lower court's judgment ordering them to surrender the remains did not adequately consider their rights. They were recently granted permission to appeal the ruling that allowed the Zambian government to facilitate the return of the late former president's body for interment in Zambia. The family is now seeking to have the Supreme Court overturn the High Court decision. Mr. Lungu, aged 68, died on June 5, 2025 in South Africa, where he had been receiving medical treatment for throat cancer. Following his death, an impasse arose between the family and the government regarding the burial arrangements. According to court documents, the family maintains that before his death, Mr. Lungu expressed wishes that his successor, President Hakainde Hichilema, should not attend his burial. However, the government has indicated its intention to accord the late former president, head of state, a state funeral. In line with established protocol and precedent, President Hichilema would be expected to attend the burial ceremony. In a separate development, the Prisoners Future Foundation has clarified that formerly incarcerated persons, including those granted presidential pardons, are not permanently barred from contesting for public office in Zambia. PFF Executive Director Geoffrey Mayamba said the Constitution of Zambia clearly distinguishes between individuals currently serving prison sentences and those who have completed their sentences either in full or through a lawful presidential pardon. Mr. Mayamba explained that under Articles 170 of the Constitution, a person serving a sentence of imprisonment is disqualified from contesting for the offices of President or Member of Parliament. Additionally, anyone who has served a prison term of at least 3 years within the immediate past 5 years is also disqualified.
The Constitution of Zambia, as amended in 2016, draws a clear distinction between persons who are currently serving a sentence of imprisonment and those who have completed their sentences, whether through full service of sentence or by way of lawful pardon, and this distinction is central to understanding eligibility for elective office. Under the Constitution, a person who is serving a sentence of imprisonment imposed by the court of law is disqualified from contesting for public office, including the office of President or Member of Parliament. The Constitution provides that a person is disqualified from being nominated as presidential candidate if that person is serving a sentence of imprisonment or has, in the immediate preceding 5 years, served a term of imprisonment of at least 3 years.
However, he emphasized that this restriction is time-bound and does not amount to a lifetime ban. Mr. Mayamba further stated that a presidential pardon granted under Article 97 legally brings a sentence to an end and is recognized in calculating the eligibility period. The foundation says similar principles apply to local government positions, which only those currently serving sentences are disqualified. PFF has also since called on political players, the media and the public to rely on the law and avoid stigma, stressing that matters of eligibility ultimately rest with the courts.
Prisoners Future Foundation therefore affirms that rehabilitation, reintegration and the restoration of civic participation are principles recognized by the Zambian law and the Constitution, and that former incarcerated persons, including those who have been pardoned, are entitled within the limits set by the law to participate fully in the democratic dispensation and political processes. KFF calls upon political actors, the media and the general public to engage this matter responsibly, to rely on the law rather than speculation or stigma, and to uphold constitutional values of equality, dignity and inclusion.
In international news, Madagascar's National Weather Service has said the hurricane force winds and heavy rains are expected to continue as Cyclone Gazani makes its